Here in Seattle or in general?
No, in Seattle.
Well, first off, I'm really afraid to lose my money, so I probably won't step foot in a casino.
You gotta go to a casino. There's so many casinos out there.
I just don't. I would go for the buffet, eat the food.
No,
I don't know if I'm gonna.
buffet slap.
Yeah, I'll go for the food. I don't know if I'm gonna necessarily gamble because if
I'm
I.
telling you, Washington got the best beginner's luck. You go in there one time, beginners, I don't know if they got something. Beginner's luck there is real. I'm
Oh
telling
my
you.
gosh. Wow. Well, maybe I'll need to go. I'm just saying, if I lose like even
Just go
$10.
one time and don't ever go back. That's what I'm saying. If you
Okay.
keep going back, that's when you start losing money.
That's
But
when
honestly, people
you.
be winning like a lot when their first time. I don't know what it is.
You like to go to the casino?
Not all the time.
Do
Like
you win?
I'll go like once every time I go back there, but not like all the time.
Have you won?
Oh yeah, of course. Honestly, like I go to a
Of
roulette
course.
table and I put like $20 or like $40 or whatever, and if I win, I just stop playing. And I wait for my friends to start to get done.
That's
No,
so
I just
addictive. Can't be
no, but
greedy.
that's it. Or if I win, like say if I put $20 on a roulette table and I get $20, then I'll probably spend five. And if I lose that five, then I'm just done for the night.
I like
No,
that. You know your
there's
limit.
smart ways to gamble. There's smart ways to gamble. You can't just, all
Yeah.
right, let's put everything out. Like no,
You gotta do it smart.
because then at the end of the day, you only lose $5 and you still gain 15. So it's like okay.
That's better than nothing. That's better than losing the $5.
Yeah, but no, but you gotta go out there. So have you been back here like recently, like in San Diego, California area?
Yeah, I did get to visit my fam not too long after I moved here. I went out there in February, and it's just so close. It's literally a 2.5 hour flight. So I feel like I'm gonna be going back and forth a lot. I'm so close with my family, like I mentioned, like we're best friends. So yeah, that's literally the neighboring, not neighboring city, but it feels like that by flight. Like I can just get down there on the weekends and I definitely miss it. I had a lot of good memories in LA and even in San Diego.
I forgot to ask you this earlier. What advice do you have for people that want to be like news reporters?
I would say get some hands-on experience first and foremost to see if it's what you really want to do. Like get an internship. If you can't get one, just reach out to people in the industry and connect with them, get their advice, explore different paths in the industry, how to get to certain jobs. Do as much research as you can just to figure out if this is really what you want to do, because it could be draining, it can be tiresome, but there's also a lot of joys that come with it. So experience first and foremost.
So what do you see yourself in 5 years doing? Like, do you still want to continue doing news? I know we didn't even talk about, but major moves. How's
Yeah,
that? You still doing that?
major
Like,
moves.
so like, what do you see yourself doing like the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I'll still be making major moves, Wayne, you know? I do love news. It is my passion. So I do see myself staying in news. Whether that's local news, national news, entertainment news, I don't know. I'm kind of just going with the flow right now. I'm still so young. I feel like I've got time to figure it out. But I do have a lot of goals, and I am still keeping up with my Major Moves talk show. I'm actually going to launch a new round of episodes pretty soon. Currently in production with that. And Major Moves, for those who don't know, is a show where I interview millennial entrepreneurs and just talk to them about their path. And just it's really to give advice to the next generation of entrepreneurs, people that want to start their own projects, but they're not really sure how to. So we've got some really good guests coming up on there. You can follow it at Major Moves TV on Instagram, and it streams on YouTube. And so I'd love to have my own talk show one day, like on TV. You know, the streaming platforms are great, but if it can like reach, the airwaves as well, that would be amazing. So really, like I said, keeping an open mind, I'm still gonna just be creative and keep doing the work I'm doing and see where that takes me.
How did you even get started with Major Moves? You just like woke up one day or like, yeah, I'm about to just. How did you, how, what made you want to start that?
So in college, everyone would always be like, oh, majors, like Tyra Majors, like you're making major moves. So people in college just started like calling me Major Moves. And I was like, okay, well, who else is making major moves? And so that's where the idea came from. highlighting those who don't, who haven't had a platform to showcase their work. And the people I have on Major Moves are, you know, more times than others, it's the people who don't really have big followings. They're people that are starting out, just so that they can, you know, be exposed to, or some other audiences can be exposed to their work as well. So just people helping people.
Is there a certain, like, is there any, like, certain people you want in the show?
That I want in the show?
Yeah, like, want to interview on the show, like, for Major Moves?
Yeah, I've got a lot of people that I want to interview, but I'll tell you about some of the people that you can see coming up soon on Major Moves. Actually, I've got a girl on there who started her own makeup company, the first makeup company just for Asian American women. I also have a serial entrepreneur coming up on Major Moves. I've got a candle maker coming up on Major Moves. So it's just a bunch of different people on all ends of the spectrum of business, whatever that business may be. It's just really a wide range of people. There's so many people with talents and crafts out there that we don't know about. So just really giving them a space to do that.
What was, like, your most surprising interview for them? Like, you know how, like, people have, like, the weirdest companies. You're like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Like, have you ever had a guest like that on?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So it was one of my first interviews for Major Moves. And it was this guy. He created a company called More Labs. And it's this company. It's basically a hangover drink. And he designed it kind of, his target audience is, like, college students. And so if you're drinking one night and you get this horrible hangover, you drink this More Lab stuff that same night after you're done drinking, and so that in the morning you don't get a hangover. And he started it at, like, 21 years old and made $1 million from this company.
I've never even heard of that.
More Labs, it's sold in, like, all grocery stores, and this is, like, I'm not advertising them right now, but, and that's also a tricky line too. And I'm talking about these entrepreneurs and their businesses. Sometimes I can sound so excited about it, it sounds like they're paying me to market them, which they're not, which is so funny. But that was probably one of the coolest businesses that I highlighted on Major Moves.
Did you trademark the Major Moves slogan yet?
It is.
Hey,
it is trademarked and nobody can take it away from me.
So do you see yourself going to more into politics if you do continue on with news and everything, or do you just want to still do, like, traffic or
no? Definitely like to be versatile. I love just highlighting good things that make people smile. I love featuring people, if you haven't noticed. Similar to what you're doing right now, just highlighting people. I really like that type of news. News that make people smile. I think we've seen just so much bad in the world. The more good we can see on the air and on our phones, the better the world will be, honestly. I really do believe that. And I've always loved entertainment news. I love local news. I love community-oriented news. I'm really all over the place. So if there's a time where I can do everything that I'm doing now and still continue to do that, then I'm going to go with it.
So who are, like, some of your biggest, like, journalists, like, influences? Like, Gayle King, Oprah's everybody. Yeah,
Oprah's everybody. Oprah's everybody. I love watching Robin Roberts. I love watching Gayle King.
She's dope, too.
Yeah, I think they're both powerhouses.
Absolutely. Those are, like, the big three right there.
Mm-hmm. They are powerhouses. And, I mean, they just are that is just, like, the ideal representation of who you want to watch on TV. They're just inspiring so many young journalists, not even just young Black journalists, but all journalists. The way they conduct their interviews, you just feel like you can resonate with them when you watch them. And I think of Robin Roberts, I mean, the way she presents the news, it's like she's talking to someone in her family or to a friend. And so that's the type of journalist I try to be.
Have you met them yet?
I have met Oprah. I've met Gayle King. And no, I'm just kidding. You're not going to believe anything I say now. No, I have not met any of them. I hope so. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, no, I have not. That's it. I have not. Have you?
No, I don't meet nobody.
I don't meet nobody.
I feel like I've been in the same room. I've been in the same room as Oprah. I didn't meet her, though.
That's me, too.
No, but that doesn't count. But no, she was literally about to get an award and everything. Like, sometimes when I see people and they're like with family and everything, I just leave it alone. But yeah. I would have met Kobe because he was at the Just Mercy screening like 2 weeks before he passed away. He was his kids. I was like, oh, no, but they're like, hey, Kobe. Every time I see people with a kid, I just leave them alone. But I said, dang, I really should have this one up there. No, Kobe. I love Kobe. But who's like the biggest celebrity you met? You're like that. You became like starstruck.
Starstruck. Okay.
Like for me, it was Angela Bassett. Like when I saw Angela Bassett, I was like,
she's beautiful. She's beautiful, and that's so cool that you got to interview Chadwick Boseman, though. Like that really is.
No, yeah,
that is really cool for you. Ooh, starstruck.
I had to fight for that interview.
Okay, I actually interviewed a lot of celebrities in my lifetime, but I was starstruck seeing Beyonce's mom. Because it's the woman who literally gave birth to Beyonce. Like, you made Beyonce and Solange. I mean, we love Solange too. I love Solange. This woman made Beyonce and Solange Knowles. And so actually like met her at a USC event. She was speaking there. I don't even know why she was speaking there, but she was speaking there. And I went up and introduced myself. Kind of embarrassed. It's so cringy. Anyways, I'm happy I did. She was really kind. But who else? I feel like it's such a blur. I've met a lot of cool people. One of my favorite actresses is Taraji P. Henson, and I got to meet her one day, and I don't know if that I was starstruck, but it was definitely exciting. And that's pretty much how it is for all celebrities. Once I meet Lady Gaga, game over. She's my favorite person ever. So when I meet Lady Gaga, I will be starstruck. I've had
Lady Gaga is mad talented. She'd be music or acting, it don't really matter. She's like, whatever it is, I'm gonna kill it.
Glad you recognize that. Yes, I've loved her ever since she came out.
So who you been listening to music-wise? You just mentioned Lady Gaga, Beyonce. Who you be listening to? Like, who do you listen to like wake up in the morning? Because you know you gotta wake up hell early. Like
literally everything. Like my playlist is so versatile. There's pretty much everything in there except for country music. Nothing against country. I just like don't really listen to a lot of country music. But one moment I can go from listening to YG to Lady Gaga. Like it's so random. Like it's very, very random. I love rap. I love hip hop. I like some pop music. It depends. My favorite genre is alternative R&B. So the SZAs, the Janae Aikos, the Kalanis, the internet. Love the internet. I really love that sound. Snow Allegra is one of my new favorite artists as well. Frank Ocean. It's just that alternative soul. Like it's the in your feelings music. It's the toxic music. If you're listening to Summer Walker, it could be really toxic, but I just love it. It makes me happy. It's just like such a weird thing.
So who's like your top 10 artists of all time?
Top 10 of all time? That's a really long list.
It's 10.
I can mention my top 10 favorites that are
just... Yeah, so I mean, like your top 10...
Like my favorites.
Your top 10 favorite artists.
These are just my 10 favorites. Okay, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Rihanna, Drake, Kanye West is my favorite rapper. And I get a lot of hate for that, but Kanye West is my favorite rapper.
No, old Kanye was nice. I don't know what he's doing now, but like, no, old Kanye...
I love new Kanye too.
You love new Kanye? So you like his last like two albums?
Real fans like both. I don't really get into Jesus is King that much. I like some of the songs.
You like Ye? Jesus is King is cool. Like you like Ye though? You know the one with 7 tracks?
Is that
the one? The one that came after Life of Pablo. It was 7 tracks. It was Life of Pablo, then Ye, then Jesus is King.
I thought that one was the one that on the front cover says excuse me, I'm bipolar or something.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
Yes, I do love that. Ghost Town, my favorite one. I love Yikes. I love all of those songs. You didn't like it? I love old Kanye and new Kanye.
Okay, so I didn't like that.
Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Drake, Rihanna, Kanye. I would put Jhené Aiko up there. I'm trying to think who's in the rotation, like heavy. I put The Internet. They're a group. The Internet. These are just like new artists though. There's a lot of old artists that I really, really like. Like I love Lauryn Hill. I love Alicia Keys. I'm not saying she's old, but like she's older, like she's throwback kind of still. I love old Alicia Keys. Love Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, my list is totally old school.
Huh?
My list is totally old school.
Yeah, old school music, you can't go wrong with it.
All right, Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Michael Prince.
I get a lot of hate for this, but honestly, like, I know it's problematic. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm a Chris Brown fan, like, music-wise.
No, it's Chris Brown. He has, like, 100 hits. It's not really problematic when somebody has over 100 hits.
I know, but you know how some people are. Like, how dare you support Chris Brown? Like, same thing, like, with Michael Jackson. But
the people are still supporting him. I mean, like, yes. He still does sell, like, hella records.
Is this interview going straight to live, or is it going to be edited?
It's going to be edited. I'll take it out.
I just want, no worries. No, you don't see that. I just want to tell you, I have to pick up my car soon from the dealership before it closes.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I just realized it's almost 3 o'clock, but I still have a few minutes. It's fine. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't like.
No, if you want to, you can go pick up your car.
It's ready and I got to go get it before it closes. It closes.
Oh, yeah. Go get your car. That's no good. Good. Go get your car.
This is fun, Wayne.
I'll probably have you back on when the book drops.
For part two?
Yeah, I mean, have you back on for when the book drops or whenever something crazy happens in your life.
Oh my
God.
Yes, I would love to come back.
You know, when you probably get Emmy. Oh yeah, you're probably getting an Emmy.
Oh, I hope so. That is, you know, that is the
goal. You probably could. Como 4 always used to get Emmys when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
That was honestly the only news place everybody used to watch. Wow. People really used to watch it for Snow Alerts, but like, no, Como 4 used to
Snow Alerts. That's awesome. I love that. Well, I'm so proud of you, Wayne. You're doing such great work, as always. You always are. You're an inspiration to many.
Thank you. You're killing it as well. Like, you're doing multiple things. I respect it. But thank you for coming on. I'm definitely going to have you back sometime soon. Go get your car. Have a good day.
Wait, how did we even meet? I literally like.
I don't know. I don't know how I meet most people.
I know you're the most popular person ever. You really are. You know.
I'm not the most popular.
You are, but I'm just like.
I had to be at an event. That's one good thing.
Yes, you know where we met.
Where?
We did meet at an event. Was it the John Legend premiere?
No, we met before that.
We met before that, but we did see each other there.
I forgot. Nah, yeah. We all, the no, okay, at the time
we met at the slut walk because you were helping out Kalisha.
Yep. Yeah, that's yeah.
The slut walk. The slut walk. It was, we met at
the slut walk. Old days were, that's crazy. I wonder if they still do that.
I know, but old days are so fun. Ugh. All right.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out. Appreciate it. Peace.
Peace.